An explosion on a tunnel train at Parsons Green Station left many people injured and passengers fleeing in panic. As we are learning, a white container towards the rear of the train exploded. According to eyewitnesses' account, many people have faced facial burns.
Superstar Kamal Haasan today ended speculation over his possible political entry. The Tamil actor in an interview today said that he was planning to launch his own political party, not out of choice, but out of compulsion. He added that the present political parties could not provide him with the platform or ideology that he could agree with.
India will start the Davis Cup action today with a chance to qualify for the World Groups. India will face Canada, with today's ties including Braden Schnoo taking on Ramkumar Ramnathan and young sensation Yuki Bhambri facing off against world number 51 Denis Shapovalov.
NASA's Cassini spacecraft is all set to take its depth dive into Saturn today, marking an end to a 13-year-long mission. During its mission tenure, the spacecraft has provided NASA with monumental data about Saturn. It has discovered previously unknown moons orbiting the planet, solved many mysteries surrounding the known ones, and has studied their interaction with the Saturn rings. Not only that, the spacecraft has provided much information about the giant storm that has been raging on Saturn's surface since long and the vertical structure which were imaged on the Saturn's rings for the very first time. The historic mission will come to an end around 5:30 PM IST as Cassini will send its final data back to Earth while making the depth dive.
PM Narendra Modi and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe inaugurated two new units at the Suzuki Motor Corporation's Gujarat plant. One of these units will produce lithium-ion batteries which will be used in the upcoming Swift Hybrid. To read this and more, visit newsagent.com.